Can we talk? Can we really talk? Can we talk about hypnosis? Can we talk about hypnotic enslavement? Some people imagine a glamour when they select that they want to be a slave. Some people naturally know that they don't want to be a slave. And master feels that's okay too. Can we talk? Can we really talk? Can we talk about hypnotic enslavement? Is it enslavement or is it surrender and submission? Is hypnotic slavery imposed on you? Or is it something you embrace? Or is it something that slips up on you, slowly and unaware, like a moth drawn to a flame? You circle the warmth and you circle the power and you feel the pull. And some need to be hypnotized in order to be set free, to be all that they can be. These words are not for everyone. These words may not be for you. But if you fantasized about hypnotic enslavement this long and this far, can you really resist seeing where it will go? Being hypnotized and trained, that's what so many want. Being trained for a fetish, oh yes. Some like the trance-enhanced orgasms. Some like the feeling of peace. Some love it when the world falls away and they drop down deeper and deeper. Just sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper, deeper, and deeper. Just imagine the first time that you went through the door of the grand old house, just a little decayed from its former glory, a place of interest and a place of power. You can feel the power. As you approach the doorway, you get closer. As you approach the doorway, you feel like the moth drawn to the warmth and the power of the flame of the candle now. As you approach the door, you'll wonder what will happen as you pass through the doorway. Your unconscious mind secretly knows what will happen when you pass through the doorway. You'll plunge down 10 times deeper into trance, and your unconscious mind wants this so much. Your conscious mind may be fearful, but your fetishes and your fantasies live in your unconscious mind. Feel the doorway pulling you in. Feel the doorway seducing your mind. Feel the doorway reducing your resistance. The doorway is so close now. The entry to the place that may be the place is only 7 steps away now. 7 steps, so close. Each step brings you closer to the doorway that will shear off your resistance as you pass through and take you down deeper and deeper into this deep and wonderful trance now. 7, that first step brought you closer. 6, you felt a little pulse of the orgasmic power that lies within this old house. 5, you feel the water around the frog in the pot starting to boil. 4, feel the ripples of power flowing through you and finding the most arousing place in your body. 3, feel the pleasure filling you. 2, feel your resistance melting away. 1, pass through the doorway and feel it shear away your resistance and take you deeper and deeper. You don't know what just happened, but you can feel it deep in your body. Feel that something has changed. A barrier has been crossed. You may not want to be hypnotized, but you now realize you need to be trained. You have a fetish for training now. You see, this grand old house was once a sort of a school. It taught people how to be hypnotized, and some of that power still remains. You feel the pull of the enhanced, so strong the pull. An old accent, an old time, an old attraction to go deeper and deeper into trance now. You realize this place is a place of training. You realize you're learning. You're learning that you want to be earning your place. And you want to be trained. You want to be hypnotically trained. You want a strong and dominant hypnotist to plant things in your mind. You want a strong and dominant hypnotist to awaken things in your body and reward you with pleasure. No need for penalties. No need for discipline. The arousal is the inducement. And denying the trance-enhanced orgasms is a punishment your body really doesn't want to suffer. Oh yes, it's really the trance-enhanced orgasms that lock in the control. You love to be hypnotized, and you love to be trained. And your unconscious mind is learning to love hypnotic entrainment for enslavement. Being hypnotically enslaved is like being set free. Set free to be all that you can be. You can hear the sounds now of the others. There must be other trainees in the house. You can see the other open doors and realize that they've been here before you and they'll be here after you. And some of the doorways seem familiar. And some of the rooms have moans of pleasure. Some of the rooms you hear explosive, orgasmic explosions of pure pleasure. You realize that's the reward you seek. You realize that's the reward you need. This fetish for hypnotic enslavement is being installed deeply, deeply in your mind and your body. Since this is the first visit, the first time you've ever visited here, well, maybe the first 101st time, you love to come back and you love to be trained and you love to be hypnotized by this trance. This time we're starting off in the library. Let's go into the library. Feel your clothing dropping away. Feel your clothing setting you free. See the doorway to the library. As you approach it, you realize you're only 5 steps away. And this doorway is a little bit smaller than the grand entryway. You're only 5 steps away. And as you step to step 5, you go deeper and deeper. Step 4 brings you closer to the library where you can read about your future and read about your past. But it's really your past future that endears you. And step 3 arouses you to see the familiar unknown. Step 2, as you approach the door, you feel this door on step 1 shear away even more of your resistance and take you deeper and deeper. Now, as you come into the room, you can see that there are several different chairs. There's a chair for someone who wants to be programmed by a helmet. See that slave writhing in pleasure and joy as the helmet plants things deep in their mind and their body. See the arousal. Feel some of that arousal now. Feel Master slipping up behind you and grabbing your nipples. See another chair. In that chair, the slave is bound arms to the arms of the chair, legs to the legs of the chair. See that nipple pullers pulling. See the arousal fingers tickling. See that slave writhing and wriggling. See that pleasure. See the bliss of being able to have this and wonder which chair you'll choose. Each time you come into the room, you can choose a different chair. Each time you come into the room, you can find out what you dare. Now look at the third chair in the room. In that chair, you can see that chair is holding that slave like a lover. It's holding that slave like a lover, embracing the body and the mind. See the mind collar on that slave and wonder what it will feel like when you wind that mind collar around your neck. See the other chairs and imagine what's in them. See the other chairs and imagine what's programmed in them. Feel yourself easing toward a chair. Feel yourself selecting and sitting in your favorite chair for the first time you dare. And each time you come back, you can slip into a different chair. And each time you come back, you can do more than you dare. As you slip into the chair and go deeper and deeper. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. Feel your selected chair embracing you. Feel the imagination of the power of the chair taking hold of you. Feel your enchanted chair guiding you to all that you dare, and you wonder if you'll dare to do more when you come back, to come again to your favorite chair, even when it's a different chair that's now your favorite chair. And each time you come back, your unconscious mind can write the diary of the chair you sit in and the experiences you dare in it. Get horny now. Feel the arousal that comes from sitting for the first time in your familiar favorite chair. feel the hypnotic enslavement nibbling away at your resistance. You love to be hypnotically trained. You love to be hypnotically trained for enslavement. Feel your treasured chair guiding you to all you dare. Feel your mind being changed. Feel your body being hypnotically enslaved. Feel your unconscious mind taking control. Feel your unconscious mind giving itself to master. Feel the seduction beginning. Feel the reduction of your resistance. And each time you come back to this room and you come back to your new favorite chair, your unconscious mind can write down the fantasy of what goes on. Feel the chair enfolding you. Feel the chair holding you and releasing you at the same time. Feel the chair holding you in place and releasing the imagination of what you want in the chair. You're the one that makes all the organs. Feel pleasure now. Feel the pleasure brainwashing your mind. Feel the pleasure washing away your resistance. Feel yourself wondering what it will be like the next time you come sit in your new favorite chair. Feel yourself wondering when there'll be a new room in Master's Hypno Training School. Feel that you're being trained for hypnotic enslavement. Feel you're being enslaved by hypnotic training. Get horny now. Feel the pleasure building and building. You're given a taste. This taste comes from this chair. You'll want a taste from each chair that you dare. And you can imagine your own chair, because this is a magical room in the library where you learn about your hypnotic enslavement. You can read your diary. You can read your journal. You can chronicle your enslavement. And that can make your enslavement more real. You can hear the orgasms in some of the nearby rooms. There is no one orgasming in the library, because the library is for training you all that you dare. But you can hear the moans of arousal as their minds are seduced, like your mind is seduced and their resistance is reduced the way your resistance is reduced, and you love to be hypnotized. And you love to be trained. And you love it when Master programs you. You love it when Master hypnotically trains you. You love it when you're trained to be a hypno slave. Your hypnotic enslavement has begun. You've tasted it. And now you know your hypnotic enslavement is going to come. You can't resist it. You want to resist it, but you can't resist it. You feel pleasure now. Feel the arousal of your favorite chair. Newly for the first time as you sit and dare. Feel pleasure now. Feel the imagination and imagine the feeling of all that you dare in the chair. Feel your journal forming. Feel your report for Master forming. And each time you find the chair, your journal will be all that you dare. And now feel this trance taking hold. Feel the seeds of master's hypnotic enslavement starting to take you deeper and deeper. You realize that what you've started here today for the first time already in the future and so many times in the past is the starting down the path to your hypnotic enslavement, and you love to be brainwashed, and you love it when Master washes away your resistance and seduces you to come back for more and more, over and over, deeper and deeper. You realize this is what you want. You realize this is what you need. You love the sound of Master's voice in your mind. Whether your body and your mind respond when Master says, "Good boy," or "Good girl," you love it when Master tells you that you're good, and you long to hear Master say, "Good slave. Good slave boy or good slave girl," sends a pulse of almost orgasmic pleasure through your mind and your body. It makes you feel that you've been hypnotized and trained. It's a way your unconscious mind can show your conscious mind that good slave is so arousing and powerful. It makes you feel pleasure now, but it's a deeper, more abiding pleasure to be called a good slave. Good slave is a term which you're free to ignore. But good slave is a term that Master adores, and you love it when Master tells you good slave, good slave. Makes you want to respond, makes you want to need to respond. It's a thing your unconscious mind can force your conscious mind to do. And your unconscious mind can force your unconscious mind to say, "I am a good slave. Oh yes, I am a good slave," is almost orgasmic. "I am a good slave" is an admission. It's a surrender. It's what it's like when you feel your slave rebuilding. That's what it's like when you feel, "I am a good slave." Oh, that is so arousing. It is so arousing. "I am a good slave." It's like almost orgasmic. It's so orgasmic. "I am a good slave." Oh, so powerful, so strong, and so long, and so deep. "I am a good slave." That's what you want to say. And that's what Master wants to hear all of Master's good slaves say. Now it's time. Now it's time to let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And let Master start to pull you back from the trance. Get up from your chair and look longingly back at your chair. Stroll out now. So much the same and so much changed. Move toward the door to the library and across the hallway. With each step, you come up a bit out of trance. With each step, you come a bit back to who and where you are. You walk to the front door and out into the world. And at some point as you walk away, and it's at some point as you move away, you'll find that there's time for you to come back to your world in your own good time as you walk away. You don't realize the seed that has been planted in your mind, but your unconscious mind knows that you're changed for the first time each time you let master into your mind like this. Now walk away and awaken at your own pace.